This is Ted Kennedy. It would be premature for the United States to terminate economic sanctions against the apartheid regime in South Africa. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the release of Nelson Mandela and the legalization of the African National Congress and other political organizations are impressive steps towards a new South Africa that will also be a free South Africa. True, they are only first steps, but first steps are sometimes the most difficult steps, and President de Klerk deserves credit for taking them. Nevertheless, Al, America is not neutral in the battle against apartheid. Congress had to override President Reagan's indefensible veto when we imposed U.S. economic sanctions in 1986. All of us hope progress continues, but it's premature to abolish sanctions now, before apartheid becomes history. Prime Minister Thatcher was wrong to end some of Great Britain's sanctions. You don't want to terminate U.S. sanctions, too, do you, Al?
Well, it was another Ted, Teddy Roosevelt, who said, "Talk softly and carry a big stick." It would seem that Ted Kennedy has twisted that a bit to say, "Speak loudly, carry a big stick, and whack 'em, whack 'em, whack 'em." U.S. sanctions created real economic hardships for all South Africans, blacks too. And it is not the white elitists who suffer the most, it is black South Africans, the very people you always say you're helping. A courageous South African government has agreed to good faith negotiations to abolish apartheid and establish truly representative democracy. George Bush will be watching closely every step of the way. He will let us know when he thinks it makes sense to lift the sanctions, and I'll bet a buck he'll be right. Ted, apartheid is finally on the way out. I know it's frustrating, Ted, but you'll have to put your big stick away and quit busting the knuckles of blacks and whites in that beleaguered country. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.